The next patient is Delton Lynch. The last name is L-Y-N-C-H. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male. He's a patient of Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, that was referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria. The 24-hour protein collect 24-hour urine for protein. The patient has 5,203 milligrams in 24 hours, which is consistent with nephrotic syndrome. The patient underwent a nephritis workup in which the ANA was positive 1 in 80. The uncount myeloperoxidase and proteinase was negative. The anti-GBM antibody was negative. Anti-RO1 antibody was negative. Anti-double strand DNA antibody was negative. Antiphospholipase A2 receptor antibody was negative. C3 normal. C4 normal. C-reactive protein normal. Kappa lambda ratio 1.53 normal. Rheumatoid factor negative. Smid antibody negative. Serum protein electrophoresis negative. Urine protein electrophoresis negative, serum protein immunofixation negative. Pending is the hepatitis profile that we are going to request, taking this into consideration. And knowing that the patient has a nephrotic syndrome, we have order a kidney biopsy. The clinical possibilities, IgA nephropathy, now even though it's very difficult to find is such a degree of proteinuria, but could be possible. Secondary membranous is another possibility versus FSGS. The patient is going to undergo kidney biopsy, period number 2. We are going to stop the use of hydralazine and switch him to irbesartan, 150 milligrams, one time a day for the first week. And then we will increase the dose, continue with the low sodium diet, the fluid restriction in 24 hours, protein restriction of 40 grams in 24 hours. All the information was given written, follow a number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, follow a number, a history of renal cysts, follow a number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that has been treated by gastroenterology. The patient is on famotidine. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks after the kidney biopsy.